Don't you know I'm loco?
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. I am Brian. That is Luke.
Yeah, we are.
We are insane in the brain. Because Michael Gameman has had too much ham in that frying pan, and he's now taking it out on all of us. He does not like the results of the last election. He does not like green eggs and ham, and he does not like anyone ever questioning him, which is why he brought his own lectern to a hearing where the witness usually doesn't bring in their own lectern.
Yeah,
but now I think that's what I'm going to do from now on. Let's say
just show up with your
like a court hearing or like I have to appear, but like just for a traffic violation or anything, I'm going to bring my own lectern. I think that's a great move.
And the judge is just going to be like, yeah, I'm about to double whatever I was going to give to you because you are being an ass.
Well, I'd like to reference the Zuckerberg 5 that has been ruining this election. And, sir, you're in for a traffic violation. Yes, but did you know that the election was stolen, which might just mean that your entire jurisdiction
did
is
Did you know there were bamboo ballots?
Yeah. By the way, do we hear anything about the bamboo ballots? Can anyone detail me how they ever got any sort of testing for bamboo? Can you show me, I have a batch of... And by the way, where'd this bamboo ballot come from anyway? Like, is it like... Do you know that paper printed in China is different than how and why would China, by the way, who has like land here, they own land here and they have like, I don't know, let's say a Foxconn factory that's empty that they can go and, well, I don't know, let's say just print off a whole bunch of ballots there if they wanted to and use the paper supply here. And then also, I guarantee you the Republicans would love to go and supply the paper because it doesn't really matter who they're doing it to. They just want to make money anyway. So then I'm sure that there's a really good chance that Chinese could have maybe, I don't know, produce ballots at the Foxconn factory underneath our... But my point is that in no way, shape, or circumstance, in that crazy situation, do they ever have bamboo? I'm just saying, if the Chinese were going to import a bunch of ballots, they'd probably use the local paper source and print it here. One, it'd be cheaper. Two, it'd be smarter. And three, you wouldn't have to worry about detecting bamboo. My point is, all of this stuff that they are talking about is absolutely bat nuts crazy.
Well, and I do want to give them credit, Brian, because, you know, some people on the right say that we don't applaud them for when they do something right. And it doesn't seem like they plagiarized any bit of this report. And none of the 136 pages are plagiarized. It is all buffoonery that they produce themselves. So congratulations.
Oh, good. Yes. Good.
I want to give them credit for that because
but they have appendices. Do they attribute anything to anything?
No, I think the appendices are pretty much just saying, like, after all of the nonsense that we said above, that's what we use to justify the decertification of Wisconsin's 2020.
So they wrote the report backwards.
Yeah.
They did the conclusion first, and then they wrote the report backwards.
Or they just tried to re-approve it by putting appendices? I don't know. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and we went down on a little bit of a tangent there. You can join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. We got Mark from the SAC joining us this afternoon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, number one, I heard that they were questioning people in these nursing homes. Were family members available to be present when they're, you know, questioning these folks in the nursing home?
Yeah, because I thought that was their problem in the first place.
At the time. I mean, it's just disgusting. And Donald Trump was getting updates on this, on what was going on during while this was going on. When Robin Voss was telling we, the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, well, I can't tell you anything because I don't know anything. But yet he was giving reports to Donald Trump. I call BS on that because that's just. I mean, Trump is no longer president. Trump is now Citizen Trump. He's no different than you or I or anybody else.
He's a lot different, but anyway.
Well, Mark, he's the whole reason why this review exists, because they are trying to please him. That is what it is. There's no weekly reports provided to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, like the contract between the Assembly and Gableman originally outlined, and none of those exist for open records. But apparently, if you're contending that was released today, if he's giving updates to the Robin Voss, that's more than we, the taxpayers, who are paying the $676,000 for this report to occur. That's more information and more updates than we got if Trump was getting regular updates.
It is just ridiculous that somebody should just been reaming Gableman over this, because that he should be ashamed of himself doing something. I mean, of course, he has no sense of shame. I mean, the bloated. I'm struggling to remain FCC compliant because so many words that. If you ever saw the series Deadwood, how Swearingen dealt with the politicians that you know stabbed him in the back. I mean that what his reference to them was. I mean it just is.
Fun fact about Deadwood. One of my friends is really really into it and wanted to be on there super bad. But Deadwood, they actually put in modern day curses. The curses that were used back in the day are not what we use all the time. So the stuff that they would use was really offensive to the people back then. But when you called somebody someone yellow right now, they're like, oh, I'm yellow. Okay. But back then it was like really bad. But my point is that they tried it with the original authentic swear words and it just sounded stupid. So they put in modern day swearing and that. Either way, I think modern day swearing is going to be pretty soon it's going to start becoming commonplace. When Tony Evers, on his State of the Union address, had to be bleeped out on our own station, you know that the discourse is going down.
Well, and the impeachment trial, the second impeachment trial of the former guy, we had to monitor it because what was being put into the congressional record for that impeachment was not FCC-friendly, Brian. So we had to keep an eye on that because, yeah.
Well, that's what happens when people are having such a good time at such a peaceful gathering. They sometimes get a little excited and out of hand, right?
Completely regular political discourse, right? As,
completely normal.
The RNC voted for it to be. But Brian, want to give one more update for Wisconsin officials that are coming out and commenting on the Michael Gableman review. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Mike Gableman has undermined faith in our elections, promoting Trump's big lie, fleecing taxpayers, and suggesting the 2020 election should be overturned. He can't handle the truth. Biden won a free, fair, and secure election. Trump simply lost. This circus should leave town now. So I really like the amount of circus references, Brian, because... Well, it pretty much encapsulates what this has all been.
He's an ass clown. He is an absolute ass clown and deserves all that an ass clown deserves. I mean, that guy is just... I don't know what else to do. He's just a whining, crying baby that gets paid $11,000 a month to go and basically spin BS.
Yeah.
There was no... Like, honestly, if there's election fraud and all we did was get Biden in and we didn't, you know, win back some seats, or we didn't do anything else. Scott Fitzgerald won in that same election. We couldn't throw Tom Palsowitz a bone over there. No, nothing, nothing,
nothing.
So here's a last bit of a thing. Anybody comes talking to you about this trash here or any of this crap that Gableman's pushing, ask them to continue to explain it. Continue to explain it and go, because like the bamboo thing, the more they have to explain it, the less sane it will sound. And they basically will just hang themselves with their own stupid rope.
Hoisted by their own petards is my favorite. That is a fun one. But, folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of the great show, check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.